Now we're ready to start. Speaker A. You can save a serious amount of money by changing the way you travel, especially locally. Walk, bike, or take public transportation to the places you need to go more often when the weather is nice. Carpooling is a great option too. I used to carpool with a buddy of mine to work. We would each have 1 week on and 1 week off, which resulted in significant fuel savings that I was able to put toward other expenses. Speaker B.
Textbooks can have a very high price tag. When I was a student, I remember books costing up to $100. With multiple classes, and most classes assigning at least 5 books per semester, it was easy to spend at least $500 in books alone in a semester, or $1,000 per academic year. Buying used textbooks is one way to save. In my experience, they cost about half the price of new books.
Speaker C. Some students have a costly coffee dependency, and you can expect to spend as much as $3 to $4 on a coffee. If you buy coffee once or twice a day, in a month you can spend over $150. Based on my experience, buying ground coffee and milk, an Americano with milk only costs around 30 cents. If you make 2 30-cent coffees per day, by the end of the year you could save nearly $2,000. Speaker D.
Check if your university offers free movie screenings, concerts, instead of paying big bucks to go to ticketed events. You'll be surprised how much you can do for free with just a student ID. I also use my college library, not just for studying, but for entertainment options. I take advantage of newspapers, magazines, and movies that the library offers to me to check out, all completely free.
Speaker E. Meal planning can help you to save hundreds on your grocery bills. Not only is it fairly easy to do, but it can also save you time in the grocery store as well. As I said, I find the grocery store very stressful since I usually have 2 twin toddlers with me. If I have a nice organized list, I can often get in and out of the grocery store quickly, provided a kid doesn't knock over an entire display of cookies. Speaker F.
Phone service plans are an almost inescapable part of modern society. Every few years, we must choose a new service plan to invest in. It's a modern necessity. Don't just sign onto the first provider. You should check out a wide variety of plans before signing up. For example, I consider my usage habits. I don't automatically sign up for the cheapest plan, not knowing how much data I use each month.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A. You can save a serious amount of money by changing the way you travel, especially locally. Walk, bike, or take public transportation to the places you need to go more often when the weather is nice. Carpooling is a great option too. I used to carpool with a buddy of mine to work. We would each have 1 week on and 1 week off, which resulted in significant fuel savings that I was able to put toward other expenses. Speaker B.
Textbooks can have a very high price tag. When I was a student, I remember books costing up to $100. With multiple classes, and most classes assigning at least 5 books per semester, it was easy to spend at least $500 in books alone in a semester, or $1,000 per academic year. Buying used textbooks is one way to save. In my experience, they cost about half the price of new books.
Speaker C. Some students have a costly coffee dependency, and you can expect to spend as much as $3 to $4 on a coffee. If you buy coffee once or twice a day, in a month you can spend over $150. Based on my experience, buying ground coffee and milk, an Americano with milk only costs around 30 cents. If you make 2 30-cent coffees per day, by the end of the year you could save nearly $2,000. Speaker D.
Check if your university offers free movie screenings, concerts, instead of paying big bucks to go to ticketed events. You'll be surprised how much you can do for free with just a student ID. I also use my college library, not just for studying, but for entertainment options. I take advantage of newspapers, magazines, and movies that the library offers to me to check out, all completely free.
Speaker E. Meal planning can help you to save hundreds on your grocery bills. Not only is it fairly easy to do, but it can also save you time in the grocery store as well. As I said, I find the grocery store very stressful since I usually have two twin toddlers with me. If I have a nice organized list, I can often get in and out of the grocery store quickly, provided a kid doesn't knock over an entire display of cookies. Speaker F.
Phone service plans are an almost inescapable part of modern society. Every few years, we must choose a new service plan to invest in. It's a modern necessity. Don't just sign onto the first provider. You should check out a wide variety of plans before signing up. For example, I consider my usage habits. I don't automatically sign up for the cheapest plan, not knowing how much data I use each month.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.